With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate voting 60 to 40 to proceed to a House passed continuing resolution that to reopen Uncle Sam, taking a big step toward ending the government shutdown. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Democrats are coalescing around a bipartisan agreement to fund the government. Some, however, are still resisting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer emerged from an evening caucus meeting telling reporters, "I'm voting no," as he walked to the Senate floor.
"Therefore, I must vote no."
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the time has come to put the shutdown behind us.
"From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now."
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
U.S. Airlines, meanwhile, had canceled more than 2,100 flights Sunday because of the shutdown, as well as the FAA's order to reduce air traffic. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says independent voters swung Democrats into winning in last Tuesday's elections.
"Republicans can overcome that when Republican turnout is considerable. And that's what happened last year. Republicans dominated the electorate last year, and it was a great cycle for President Trump and the Republican Party. But Republican turnout plunged in the off-year elections, and that meant that Democrats and independents dominated the field. And independents went toward the Democratic candidates by double digits."
Head of the BBC resigning after criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by President Trump. BBC says Director General Tim Davey and CEO Deborah Turnus both announcing their resignations. Critics say the way the speech was edited for a documentary was misleading when Mr. Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. That was cut out. This is SRN News. A female hockey player says that's it, she's done.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
Dutch venue has canceled a historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shay Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. Now, the concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis. This is SRN News. The USDA reports that in fiscal 2024, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, served an average of some 42 million people every month. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says the assistance program grew by 40% since the Biden administration took office in 2021. Economist Steve Moore with the committee is astonished and angry.
"If you're not either looking for a job or you're in a job, we're not giving you free stuff."
Moore is appalled that one of eight families in America now use what he calls taxpayer handouts to put food on their table in the richest country in the world. He blames blue states, which he says have ignored work requirements, and purple areas, he says, that have essentially no work requirements. Ken Lorman reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.